Oneida Elderly Services gets about $1 million a year in state and community grant money. Its director, Florence Petrie, spends it on things like food, maintenance, and emergency services, so the money goes fast. Recently, every dollar has had to be stretched more because of high gas prices. Petrie says it's harder than ever to keep tribal elders fed, warm, and safe. She says one crucial problem right now is a housing shortage for people who spent some time off the Oneida Reservation.
We have some elders that come back from other states because they're all over the nation, and they want to come back, but we just don't have the housing. So we collaborate services with Brown County and Outagamie. Those are the two counties that are surrounding our reservation.
Petrie says while it's not the same as living on the reservation, it's good that elders can still find a home. She says officials from the Oneida Nation and Brown and Outagamie counties often meet to discuss elder care. Petrie says the tribe contracts with both counties for elder abuse and protection services, and she includes both when applying for grants.
We did one right now to get attorneys trained in elder issues. I'm not sure if it's going to get approved or not, but the Brown County District Attorney's Office sent us a support letter to be included in that grant. And if that gets approved, I think that's a good thing that we train the district attorneys from both counties on elder issues.
Petrie says for now she's not expecting to lose her current level of funding. She says in a real pinch, Oneida veterans have pitched in to help deliver meals, and some more able-bodied elders have volunteered to help out as well. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.